الحمد لله رب العالمين والعاقبة للمتقين ولا عدوان إلا على الظالمين وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له إقرارا به وتوحيدا وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله صلى الله عليه وسلم تسليما مزيدا أما بعد الحمد لله. Once again, we meet with our brothers and our sisters in Tobago, and also to those who have tuned in online. Starts off by saying, Subhanallah, how fast has Ramadan gone? It was like I was standing yesterday here in the UK when I was addressing our brothers and sisters here about the virtues of Ramadan and to be prepared for this great month which is about to start. And here you have it, Subhanallah, 25 days of Ramadan have already gone, Subhanallah. So the daunting question is, what have we put forth? And there are many topics that we have discussed, and our other mashayikh have mentioned as well. May Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala reward them all. But there's a hadith that comes to mind where Abdullah ibn Abbas رضي الله تعالى عنه من قال كان النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم أجود الناس وأجود ما يكون في رمضان هنا يلقاه جبريل. ابن عباس رضي الله تعالى عنهما, he said that our messenger Muhammad صلى الله عليه وسلم was the most generous of people and even more so in the blessed month of Ramadan, when Jibreel alayhi salatu wasalam would come and meet him and they would make muraja'a and mudarasa'a to Qur'an. So as our messenger sallallahu alayhi wasallam is, sunnah is that he was generous, but more so in the month of Ramadan. And that is related to what we want to discuss. Kana nabiyu sallallahu alayhi wasallam uswa hasana. He's a tremendous and exalted example to follow. And the hikmah of why the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wasallam was so generous in Ramadan and he would increase, some of our ulama have mentioned that that is a hath, that is an encouragement for us to give, because in the month of Ramadan, the hearts are more soft. In the month of Ramadan, all the mawani', all of those things that may hinder a person from giving are removed. Like the shayateen are chained and shackled. Doors of paradise are open. The doors of Jahannam are closed. All of these things to make it easy in the heart, in the states, with kira'atul Qur'an wa qiyam al-layl, is at soft. So this is where it's encouraged to give and give in the path of Allah Azza wa Jal, just as it is encouraged throughout the whole year round, but more so in Ramadan, because there is more chance of the heart being soft that a person will give, and the whispers of the shaitan to put you off are further away. So if we cannot give in Ramadan, then it will be very difficult that we're going to give outside of Ramadan. But going back to our example of our messenger, he was most generous in Ramadan. And there's one or two narrations that I come across that sums up the reality of what we have, what possession we have of wealth and commodities. Realistically, what is the reality of this wealth that we have? Because in essence, what we have is only temporary, and it's not even ours, it's given from Allah. Listen to this tremendous hadith. قال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم وهو يخاطب أصحابه فقال إليهم وقال أيكم ماله وارثه أحب إلي من ماله. Addressing his companions, he said to them, what do you consider that is more deserving or more important for a person, that the wealth is utilized for him or for his heirs, for those who will come after him? So then on that question, the companions, they replied by saying, Ya Rasulullah, ma minna ahadun illa malu ahabba ilay. There's not one of us, O Messenger of Allah, except that the wealth that we have is more beloved for us. And then the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said, مَالُهُ مَا قَدَّمَهُ وَمَالُ وَارِثِهِ مَا أَخَّرَ رواه البخاري. He said, and this is the shahid, the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that a person's wealth of what he has, مَالُهُ, what's really referred to his wealth, is what he has put forth in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. مَا أَنْفَقَ فِي سَبِيلِ اللَّهِ عَزَّ وَجَلَّ, what he has given in the path of Allah is really what his wealth is. وَمَالُ وَارِثِهِ, and the wealth of his heirs, those who will come after him that would inherit from him, their wealth is all of that which he left for them, all of that which he didn't utilize for fi sabilillah, all that which he did for the dunya, then whatever that is what they will receive. So that hadith is in Bukhari and sums up realistically, my brothers and my sisters, the reality of what we really have. The Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam attributed the wealth to a person, and what he actually has by wealth is what he puts forth in the path of Allah, what he gives for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That is in his essence. Why? Because the ulama say, yawm al-qiyamah, on the day of judgment, he will find what he put forth for Allah with him. That's what aid him in the akhirah. And that's what he will take and stand in front of Allah with. So that is really what his wealth is. Anything other than that, لِلْدُّنْيَا وَلِوَارِثِهِ, it's for the dunya and for the heirs that will come after. And that's the reality. Another beautiful hadith, or shall I say athar, shall I say not hadith, afwan, is regarding what is narrated upon Ali radiallahu ta'ala. لَمَّا Ali radiallahu ta'ala an مَرَّ بِالْقُبُورِ, when Ali radiallahu ta'ala and went past some graves, he approached and he was like addressing the graves. Ya ahl al-turaf, or ya ahl al-turab, ya ahl al-diyar. He was saying, ya ahl al-qubur, like the people of the graves, the people of the dirt, those who have been buried under. He said to them, amma, he said to them regarding amma diyarukum faqad sukinat, he said to the deceased in the graves, as for your homes, then they have already been occupied. The homes that you had, people are already living in there and they've been occupied. Wa azwajukum qad nukihat, and as for your spouses, your partners, then they have remarried. وَأَمَّا أَمْوَالَكُمْ فَقَدْ قُسِمَتْ, as for your wealth, then your wealth has already been divided. The wealth has already been divided. And then he turned to his companions, يَلْتَفِتُ إِلَىٰ أَصْحَابِهِ فَيَقُولْ لَوْ أَذَنَ لَهُمْ فِي الْكَلَامِ لَا قَالُوا تَزَوُّدُوا فَإِنَّ خَيْرِ زَادِ التَّقْوَى. If then he turned to his companions, Ali radiallahu ta'ala, and he said that if they were permitted to speak, the people of the graves, then verily they would say that, increase in your provisions, and the best provision is the taqwa of Allah Azza wa Jal. That taqwa, and that which is done for the sake of Allah Azza wa Jal. So in essence, that is the reality, my brothers and my sisters. Whatever we have in this world, Allah Azza wa Jal has given us that. Whatever Allah has given us, it's only with us in our hands and in our responsibility for a limited amount of time. Ya Yusuf, nahnu nasma' kullu aswatakum. Allah rida alayk. خفف الصوت الميكروفون نحن نسمع كل شيء. So the reality, my brothers and my sisters, is that what Allah has given us, it's only with us for a temporary amount of time. That responsibility that we have been given will be taken back. And what we have been given from that responsibility, the only really thing that we will keep with us and take over into the next abode, into the next world from our wealth that we are responsible for, is the good deeds of what we have put in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Other than that, it's nothing. So based upon that, we need to reflect that while we're living, we must give as much as we can in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for our own selves, for command from the Allah, from our Lord, and for our own selves, because that responsibility of wealth is heavy. Wallah, it is heavy, because we will be questioned regarding where min ayna iqtasab al-mal wa min ayna anfaq, where we received that money from, and what was the means we got it, and how did we spend that money. So that is the essence and the reality of the possessions that we have. وَاعْلَمُوا أَنَّ مِنْ أَفْضَلْ وَأَنْفَعْ مَا يُنْفِقُ فِيهِ بِنَاءَ الْمَسَاجِدِ. And know, from the best things that you can strive, the best things that you can strive, and the most beneficial things in the path of Allah Azza wa Jal, is to build the masajid of Allah Azza wa Jal, is to establish the houses of Allah Azza wa Jal. بُيُوتٌ أُسِسَ عَلَى التَّقْوَى. Houses of Allah Azza wa Jal, that the foundation is the taqwa of Allah. وَهَذَا عَمُلُ الْأَنْبِيَا. And that is the actions of the Anbiya. The Anbiya, look at the Kaaba. بَنَاهُ إِبْرَاهِيمَ عَلَيْهِ السَّلَاةُ وَالسَّلَامُ وَإِبْنُهُ إِسْمَعِيلُ. They are the ones that built the Kaaba Sharifa. As Allah Azza wa Jalla mentions in the Quran, وَإِذْ يَرْفَعُ إِبْرَاهِيمُ الْقَوَاعِدَ مِنَ الْبَيْتِ وَإِسْمَعِيلُ رَبَّنَا تَقَبَّلْ مِنَّا إِنَّكَ أَنْتَ السَّمِيعُ الْعَلِيمُ. When Allah Azza wa Jal says, and when Ibrahim and his son Ismail laid down the foundations of the Kaaba, of the Bayt, referring to the Kaaba, and they were supplicating that, oh Allah, accept it from us. Verily, you the one that all is the all-knowing and the all-hearing. So this is a job of the prophets to build the masajid. Look at Bayt al-Maqdis, Banahu al-Anbiya, Bayt al-Maqdis, that was also made from the prophets, and our own messenger, Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam, the first thing that he did when he arrived into Medina, Bana Masjid Quba. The first thing that he did, he built Masjid Quba. The first thing, and thereafter Masjid al-Nabawi, because the most benefit that comes for the community stems from the masajid. So much khair comes for the masajid. If you spend in aiding to build a masjid, then the reward is immense. When Uthman ibn Affan radiallahu ta'ala anhu qal, سَمِعْتُ رَسُولَ اللَّهِ صَلَى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمْ يَقُولْ مَنْ بَنَى مَسْجِدًا لِلَّهِ بَنَى اللَّهُ لَهُ بَيْتًا فِي الْجَنَّةِ. رَوَاهُ أَبُو دَاوُودُ وَصَحَّهُ شَيْخَ الْبَانِي رَحِمَ اللَّهُ تَعَالَى. Uthman ibn Affan, he said, I heard the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam say, whomsoever builds a masjid for the sake of Allah, then Allah Azza wa Jal will build him a house in paradise. That's one tremendous exchange that we have. And it doesn't even mean that you singly were responsible for building the whole of the masjid, or you were responsible for the funds for the whole masjid. Whatever you give, even if you give to aid towards it, bi-idhnillah, you will receive the reward of a masjid, of a house in paradise, shall I say, because it is a wabifa. Then, thereon after, the tremendous reward that you will get, not just this reward, that in itself is sufficient, but as the ulama say, all of the khair, all of the goodness that stems from that masjid, كل سجود وركوع ودعاء وذكر, all of the prostrations, the bowing down, the du'as, the supplications, the قل قراءة القرآن, the reading of the recitation, the recitation of the Quran, the standing of the tarawih, all of the ibad, تحفيظ القرآن, memorizing the Quran, all of the khair that will come from there, you will receive, subhanAllah, khair from that. You will receive khair from that. So, subhanAllah, that is from one of the greatest things that you can give, subhanAllah, azza wa jal. And the only ones that do that, the only ones that do that are the ones that have concern for the masajid, the ones that are there and looking after and maintaining the masajid. As Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He mentions it in the Quran, إِنَّمَا يَعْمُرُ مَسَاجِدَ اللَّهِ مَنْ آمَنَ بِاللَّهِ وَالْيَوْمِ الْآخِرِ وَأَقَامَ الصَّلَاةِ وَآتَى الزَّكَاةِ وَلَمْ يَخْشَ إِلَّا اللَّهِ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He says in the Quran, verily those who maintain the masajid, those who establish the masajid and maintain them, they are the ones that believe in Allah and in the last day. And they establish the salah and they give the zakah and they do not fear. They do not fear Allah Azza wa Jalla, فَعَسَىٰ أُولَٰئِكَ أَن يَكُونَ مِنَ الْمُهْتَدِينَ. Then it is those that are the muhtadun. It is those that are guided. So look at this tremendous verse and what it entails. The one that gives the importance to the masajid, to the masajid, those places which are the most beloved places to Allah Azza wa Jal. The khair al-makan, khair al-buqa'a, wa ahabbu buqa'a Allah Azza wa Jal al-masajiduha. The most beloved places to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala are the masajid. And the most disliked places to Allah are the marketplaces. So look at that. Wouldn't we want to help and aid a place which is the most beloved place to our Lord? And in the verse it mentions, it is only the ones that have belief in Allah on the last day, the ones that establish the salah and they give the zakah and they do not fear. And alhamdulillah, they are the ones that are guided. But it is the shaitan that he puts fear into Bani Adam. It is the shaitan that comes with these whispers and puts the people off. There are many individuals. There are many individuals that want to give in the path of Allah Azza wa Jal, and they have the right intentions. But then the whisper of the shaitan comes. And due to that whispering of the shaitan, putting him off and frightening him with poverty, as Allah Azza wa Jal has mentioned in the Quran, الشَّيْطَانُ يَعِدُكُمُ الْفَقْرَ وَيَأْمُرُكُمْ بِالْفَحْشَىٰ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He says that verily it is the shaitan that put fear into you and put fear in by way of poverty. And due to that poverty, then you don't want to give in the path of Allah Azza wa Jal. He's fooled you. And then in exchange of that, the shaitan commands you with lewdness and evil. And then the money that you withhold from giving in the khair ends up being spent in sharr. That is the mushkila. So where we left off is that is the shaitan that put fears into Bani Adam, stopping them from wanting to give in the path of Allah Azza wa Jal. And know that the muttaqeen, they don't have that fear. As Allah Azza wa Jal mentions in the Quran, وَمَا تُنْفِقُوا مِنْ خَيْرٍ فَإِنَّ اللَّهَ بِهِ عَلِيمٌ. That whatever you put forth and spend in the path of Allah with goodness, then know that your Lord is aware of that. Know that Allah Azza wa Jal knows whatever you put forth. Another verse, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He mentions, وَمَا تَفْعَلُوا مِنْ خَيْرٍ فَإِنَّ اللَّهُ بِعَلِيمٍ. Whatever good that you do, then know that your Lord is aware of that. And that is an encouragement to know that your actions will not go to waste. Anything that you put forth in front of Allah for the sake of Allah, you will find that with your Lord. You will find that with your Lord. And it is for us. And it's not that Allah is in need of us paying and spending in the path of Allah with the wealth that He has given us. Allah is not in need of that. Allah mentions in the Quran, وَمَا تُنْفِقُوا مِنْ خَيْرٍ فَلِأَنفُسِكُمْ. Whatever you give in the path of Allah, whatever you give by way of good, it's for yourselves. Allah Azza wa Jal is not in need of that. Allah Azza wa Jal غَنِيٌّ عَنِ الْعَالَمِينَ.
Allah Azza wa Jalla is self-sufficient. He's not in need of anything from the creation. That is the whole ironic thing. When Allah encourages us to give, it's because Allah Azza wa Jalla wants to purify our hearts, wants to purify us and our wealth. And so when we come on that great day, then alhamdulillah, it's utilized for us to get reward and draw closer to Allah. This is why Allah Azza wa Jalla encourages us to do that. It's not that Allah is in need. It is Allah that has given us the wealth. So subhanAllah, my brothers and my sisters, strive as much as you can, especially in the month of Ramadan. Because that's the reality, as our scholars have said. If you are not going to give in Ramadan, and the hearts are the most softest, and we are most generous in Ramadan, and we can't give for the path of Allah, then it's going to be very highly unlikely that we will give outside of Ramadan. And this was from our sunnah of our messenger, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And wallahi, there are so many verses. وَمَا تُنْفِقُوا مِنْ خَيْرٍ يُوَفَّ عَلَيْكُمْ وَأَنْتُمْ لَا تُظْلَمُونَ. Listen to what Allah, our Lord, He says. And whatever you give, whatever you spend in by way of good in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, يُوَفَّ عَلَيْكُمْ وَأَنْتُمْ لَا تُظْلَمُونَ. You will receive back. You will receive the reward. And لَا تُظْلَمُونَ. And you will not be wronged. You will not be wronged, meaning you will not be shortchanged. Meaning that if you gave this amount, and then the reward will be less, you will receive far greater reward. You won't be wronged. Whatever you give in the path of Allah Azza wa Jal, wallah, it will be there waiting for you. So let's be from those who Allah Azza wa Jal has mentioned in the Quran, الَّذِينَ يُنْفِقُونَ أَمْوَالَهُمْ بِاللَّيْلِ وَالنَّهَارِ. Verily, those who spend from their wealth, they give night and day. Sirran wa alaniya. They give in secret and they give out in public as well. And the reference to secret is that is to be sincere, not doing it to show the people. Sometimes giving out in public, sometimes the scholars have said, if there is a encouragement and a bigger benefit by a person giving in public, where people can see that as an encouragement to others, and in some certain circumstances, it can be given out in public if there's a bigger maslaha, if there's a better good, and it will encourage others to give. But la shak wa la raib, what is the best sadaqah is when the right hand gives and the left hand doesn't see. However, in this verse, Allah, He mentions those who give and spend in the path of Allah from their wealth, day and night, in open and in secret. Then listen to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, فَلَهُمْ أَجْرُهُمْ عِنْدَ رَبِّهِمْ. Verily, they will receive their reward with their Lord. وَلَا خَوْفٌ عَلَيْهِمْ وَلَا هُمْ يَحْزَلُونَ. And they will not have no fear. They will, and the ulama say, they won't have fear of poverty. Allah Azza wa Jal remove that fear of poverty. They won't have any fear and uncertainty. And Allah Azza wa Jal will not cause them to grieve. They will, Allah Azza wa Jalla will not cause him to the grief. And also, the ulama also say, likewise, on the time when the malaika come and take the soul, and likewise, after hereafter, then they will not grieve and they will not have no fear. So my brothers and my sisters, as well as us fasting, as well as we have discussed in reciting the Quran, as well as us staying away from those things which are haram and that can jeopardize our fast, all of we've talked about feeding the poor people as well, but likewise now, let's spend. Remember, we have now the end of the month coming up. We have to have Zakatul Fitr that we must give, that the head of each household family, he has to give for each member a small amount. And that Zakatul Fitr is not given in money, but rather food soul is purchased and it is given to the poor. That is also a sunnah that we must do. Everyone must do that, alhamdulillah. And that must be given before the Eid Salah. Before the Eid Salah. And just generally, it's a beautiful time for the Muslims. The day of Eid, where we all come together and we celebrate a great day. This is the day for the Eid and the celebration of the Muslims. Not for us to imitate the kuffar and the non-Muslims on their days of celebrations. No. We glorify our days of celebration. So when Eid comes, alhamdulillah, we're happy. We have food. We wear our new gowns. Alhamdulillah, we treat our children. Alhamdulillah, it's a day of happiness. So even with that, alhamdulillah, those who are less fortunate than us, that don't have the ability to make that day special for them because of their poverty, let's aid them. Let's aid and let's help. So alhamdulillah, remember, and I'll finish off with what I started. Remember what the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said. He said, مَا لَهُ مَا قَدَّمْ. His wealth, in essence, what he really has to say, this is his wealth, is what he has put forth for in the path of Allah Azza wa Jal. That is your wealth. Anything other than that is left in the dunya and for those who will come after. So subhanAllah, those brothers and sisters that are giving and striving and giving in the path of Allah Azza wa Jal, may Allah reward you, may Allah increase you. And even sometimes when you may think that subhanAllah, what is it all for? I can't see the fruits. I can't see what's happening. But no, the malaika writing down what you did put forth, and Allah Azza wa Jal will reward you with that. جزاكم الله خيرا. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows best. أقول قولي هذا أستغفر الله لي ولكم فاستغفروه إنه هو الغفور الرحيم.